These are 6 points. 6 points on how to advance in Krishna consciousness. First point is follow Panchanga Bhakti. Second point is Dainya, or humility. Third point is Karuna, or show compassion to conditioned souls. Nam Ruchi, Vaishnav, Jivadoya, Vaishnav Seva. Number four is Vairagya, detachment. Number five is Shuddhaman, pure mind. And number six is Ek Ishta, or Ek Sadhya, that Krishna is the only goal of our life. Let's review these. First is, these are six ways or 6 points on how to advance in Krishna consciousness. First is to observe the Panchanga Bhakti, the five primary limbs of devotional service, by performing any one of which can give one Krishna Prem Upajai. To serve a devotee, Sarusanga, to chant the holy name, Nam Sankirtan, according to a certain counting method, Sankhya. To worship the deity, Murti Seva, with Shraddha. To hear Srimad Bhagavatam, or Gita, from a realized person, Bhagavat Shravan. And to live in a sacred place where bhakti is not disturbed, Mathura Mandala Vasa Stale. Or to live in a temple, Prabhupada said temples or Vaikuntha, spiritual atmosphere. These are the most important of the 64 devotional activities for making progress in bhakti. One can be called a devotee if he's accepted in practicing these five limbs. And the next point is humility, dainya bhav. We should offer necessary respect and honor to the guru, and not be unnecessarily envious of god brothers. If a god brother is more enlightened and advanced in Krishna consciousness, we should accept him as almost equal to the guru. We should be happy to see such god brothers advance in Krishna consciousness. Number three, karuna, showing compassion to all. Devotees should always be very kind to the general public by instructing them in Krishna consciousness, because that is the only way to get free from the clutches of Maya. This is real humanitarian work, the best way to show mercy to the people who need it badly. Number four, Vairagya, detachment. Not only is a devotee externally detached from activities not connected with Krishna consciousness, but internally within his mind he should also be averse or disinterested in the material way of life. Five, Shuddhaman, to purify the mind internally and really be cleansed, Chaito Dharvana Marjanam, we should always chant Kirtaniya Sadahari, the names of Krishna, the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Number six, Krishna Eka Sadhya, that Krishna, he should be the dearmost goal of our life. There's no other goal of our life than Krishna's Prem Seva. And these are 6 points how to advance in Krishna consciousness. Now I'm going to include these 6 points and add a few more points and give nine. That was six. Now we're going to expand and give 9 points, 9 essential practices for advancing in Krishna consciousness. 9 essential practices in pure devotional service. I'm repeating some and adding a few. First, Sri Murti Shraddha Seva, to serve the deity with faith. Deity worship. An advanced devotee accepts the temple deity as the same as God. There's no difference between the original form of God and the archa, or statue, or deity in the temple. This is the vision of devotees at the level of bhav. But a neophyte may see in a different way. 2. Sadhu Sangha, Vaishnava Association. We should make friends with and offer special respect to persons who have developed in Krishna consciousness. All the living entities are part and parcel of the Lord, but their consciousness is still covered and not developed. So we should renounce their association. Vishwanath goes so far to say, one might be a Vaishnava, but if his character is bad, we should avoid him, although he may be offered respect, a Vaishnava. Patience and determination, sattvena or dharyena. One should not give up his practice of bhakti because he may have been unsuccessful in one or two attempts. He must continue and be very enthusiastic and serve with patience and confidence. Patience is necessary for developing the confidence that Krishna will certainly accept me because I am engaging in bhakti. When one has only to execute service according to the rules and regulations to ensure success. Karuna, compassion for the poor. A man may be a billionaire, but if he's not Krishna conscious, he's a pauper. He's poor. The great acharyas like Rupa and Sanatan lived under trees every night. They appeared externally like beggars, but they were the richest personalities. So the best way to help the poor is to distribute knowledge, spiritual knowledge, to elevate everyone to Krishna consciousness. This is a duty of a devotee. This is called acharya upasanam, respecting the holy teachers. Spiritual master is to be worshipped because he's representing the Lord. We should respect all the acharyas with the most greatest regard. 6 is maitri, or friendship with the devotees. Devotees should endeavor to make friends with those of the equal level and have the same understanding that he does. Shouldn't make friendship with ordinary persons. Make friendship with other devotees and discuss about Krishna and elevate each other in spiritual understanding, ishtagosti. Always hearing and chanting about the Lord and reading great scriptures. We should make friendships with persons of the same interest and understanding. Swajati, same caste. This is 7, chanting Hare Krishna, Nam Sankirtan, especially the Maha Mantra, alone or with others. This is the basic principle of spiritual advancement. Asatsang, tyag, avoiding bad association, 8. Anyone who is too attached materially or is not a devotee or is too attached to women or men or enjoyable material things, he is persona non grata, not desirable. 9, dāina, humility. Devotee should not be proud of his acquisitions, his talent, his skill, his knowledge, his ability, his wealth, his position, his power. The symptoms of an advanced devotee are meekness and humility, even though he may be very spiritually advanced. He should be humbler than a blade of grass. Don't be puffed up falsely. Then we can advance. So then we can ask the question, all right, well somehow what if I develop these 9 qualities that you're mentioning? Respect for acharyas, acharya adhara, deity worship, sadhu sangha, Vaishnava association, dharya, patience and determination, compassion, respect, friendship, chanting Hare Krishna, avoiding bad association, humility. So what do I get? What is the result of these 9 attributes? Kapila says that when one is fully qualified with these 9 attributes, his consciousness will become completely purified. Then he's immediately attracted simply by hearing Krishna's name or hearing Krishna's transcendental quality. As a chariot of air carries an aroma from its source, and immediately catches the sense of smell, one who constantly engages in devotion, Krishna consciousness, can catch the Supreme Soul who is equally present everywhere. Prabhupada gives a very sweet purport to chapter 29, third canto, text 20. He's describing how having these nine qualities basically captures or attracts Krishna. As a breeze carrying a fragrance from a garden of flowers at once captures the organ of smell, similarly, one's consciousness, which is saturated with devotion, can at once capture the transcendental existence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Super Soul. He is present everywhere, even in the heart of every living entity. A non-devotee cannot see God anywhere. Where is God? Can you show me God? I haven't seen him. Can you see God? A devotee, on the other hand, he sees Krishna everywhere. How? Why? Because his consciousness is saturated with devotion. It's called bhav-drishti. Bhav-drishti. We see through the eyes of love. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. So Krishna is the most beautiful person, the most beautiful thing in creation. And we can see him when our eye is full of love. Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena. Krishna is present everywhere, and everything exists in every living entity's heart. So then how do we respect every living entity in existence? He's talking about disrespect. If someone is disrespectful to living entities or to devotees, that shows that he's a devotee on the lowest stage of devotion, prakrita bhakta. His bhakti is mixed with a lot of materiality. So since we're discussing different numbers here, 6 points how to advance in Krishna consciousness and 9 essential practices, now we'll discuss 5 ways to advance in Krishna consciousness. And these are told by Sanat Kumara in chapter 28 of the 4th canto. And each of these ways of advancing in Krishna consciousness, as we practice each one, and the more perfectly we practice each one, it will increase our attachment to Krishna, and eventually we'll come to Krishna Rati, or Asakti, attachment, and bhava and prema. So to increase our attachment to Krishna, first we have to accept a bona fide spiritual master and learn from him the methods of devotional service and hear about Krishna from him. Hear about Krishna and then renounce unfavorable association and serve Krishna. We must remove anything negative. Whatever it is that impedes our own advancement. And by following the positive process, one's attachment to Krishna will blossom. These are 3 principles of Krishna consciousness. These are, in other places, Prabhupada calls this the peace formula. 3 principles. So now we heard about 6 and 9 and 5, and now we're hearing about 3. We should remember 3 things. I am not the proprietor. I don't own anything. I'm not the controller. And not the benefactor or friend or enjoyer. Krishna, he is a real enjoyer. He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is the basic principle of Bhakti Yoga. He's the enjoyer, not me. I am the enjoyed. He is the Purusha in the Prakriti. Ekale Ishvara Krishna Ara Sabhya Britya. There's one controller and we are all the controlled. One enjoyer and we are all enjoyed. One friend and we are all his friends. One supreme friend. One must be firmly convinced of these 3 principles. What are those 3 principles? that we should be firmly convinced of? One, that Krishna alone is the proprietor. He's the owner, the Malik, the Mahant, the Param Ishvara, not us. It's not our house, it's Krishna's house. It's not our body, it's Krishna's body. It's not our money, it's Krishna's money. It's not our car, it's Krishna's car. It's not our country, it's Krishna's country. It's not our planet, it's Krishna's planet. Krishna is the enjoyer. I'm not the enjoyer. My senses and tongue and eyes and nose and eyes and ears and hands are not the enjoyer. Krishna's the enjoyer. These objects are not mine. They're all his. And they're all meant to be enjoyed by him because he's the owner. He created them. He's maintaining them. I should offer them and bring them to him. That's my duty. Assist the supreme enjoyer. Serve the supreme enjoyer. Krishna is the enjoyer. And third principle, Krishna is the friend of everyone. Bhaktaram yagatapasam sarva lokamahesham suridam sarva bhutanam gyatvamam shantam richati. Not only should we understand these principles very clearly and profoundly within ourselves, but we should try to convince others. In this way, spread Krishna consciousness and these three principles to others. What are the three principles? These are the basic principles of Krishna consciousness. We should be firmly convinced of these, otherwise we can't progress. We should always think and remember. We tend to forget. Maya covers us. Avarantika Shakti, she covers us and throws us in illusion. Oh, Krishna's the enjoyer. Well, that was yesterday. Today I'm the enjoyer. Oh, Krishna is the proprietor. Well, that was before, but now I've taken over. I'm the proprietor. Krishna is the friend. No, actually, I'm the big friend. I'm the big center of everyone. I'm the friend of everyone. Always think that Krishna is the proprietor, the enjoyer, and the friend. From the beginning, through the middle, and at the very end.